Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Traditionally, pikas live in dry climates. But as Denise Deering, professor of biology at the University of Utah, has learned, these furry creatures are adapting to their changing environment.
Climate change is forcing many animals uphill into cooler habitat, but one species has developed a trick to survive in the lowlands. In Oregon, pikas are eating moss. Pikas are small mammals related to rabbits, and they are extremely sensitive to heat. For this reason, they are typically restricted to high elevations in the mountains, and in parts of their range, they are being forced upslope by climate change. But just outside of Portland, Oregon, pikas live near sea level in warm, temperate rainforests. The climate here appears to be completely unsuitable for them, and for decades, scientists have puzzled over how pikas were able to make a living here. My graduate student, Johanna Varner, set out to solve this mystery. She observed hundreds of hours of pika behavior and measured temperatures in many rock slides that are home to pikas across the region. We found a relatively simple answer to the pika's success at low elevations. Moss. Although moss is nutritionally similar to cardboard, it is widely available on the rock slides where pikas live, and they can eat more of it than any other mammalian herbivore. Eating locally lets these pika hipsters forage from within the safety of the rock pile instead of leaving the boulder field where they might be exposed to predators or heat. Like a green roof or a swamp cooler, the moss also cools the spaces between the rocks, keeping the temperatures that pikas actually feel at roughly the temperature of a refrigerator. So in this region, low-elevation pikas may be more resilient than we previously thought because the moss provides them with abundant food and stable, cool temperatures. We can't yet say whether or not these results can be generalized to other populations of pikas, but maybe they'll stand a chance if they can adapt their diet.
That was Denise Deering of the University of Utah. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.